Man Depart is podcast, I'm sure you know why it's
bad. Okay, start. Just quickly summarise what we said yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about Bich Samodin ala Kosher Yang. You should do it on a cup of wine. That's what the best thing to do is. It looked like Shulchan Aruch, Shittas, one person, three people. The Maaser, the Shulchan Aruch says, Zichah, when three people in a mouth, and it's on a mocha. Where's the chiyuv? I think someone just told me today, because the famous thing actually, the Maaser, it looked like in the olden days, there were very big shorts of wine, expensive people. So it could well be, that's quite what it's taken on so well this minute of making because a Muslim on a cup of wine. It was expensive wine. And nowadays, there's an abundance, the mice, it's a big thing to do. To use wine when a person is Mavorach. I'm saying it's different shitters. Some say it's by a private individual when he ventures. I mean, he's not the numbers of it. He just ventures with a kosher yayin to be some awesome. That's number one. Others say only with three and above. And that's, Mr. Mishra Zecha, that's a mix of them all. It's an ideal thing to do. That's a nice thing to do if one can. We said yesterday already that a person shouldn't use yayin, that's potent. Yayin that's been shrunk from already. So one shouldn't use that as the wine for anything. For kiddush, for mom. So we said yesterday you can sucking it by pouring some more wine into that cup of wine. That's the sucking it, it rectifies it. Or a bit of water helps. A bit of water. And we said but the emet, if you pour it back into the bottle, that also helps. Yeah, it's also a way of doing it. How much do you have to drink? We spoke about yesterday. How much do you have to drink? So we said, really, the shear to drink is a shear of Mone Lugmov. Mone Lugmov is the shear that a person needs to drink, which is Roiv Rubius. The Rubius is 86 mils, short normal shear. So Roiv Rubius is 44 mils. The only problem with that is if you drink that, you can have a problem with the Kroch Achrim. So the apostle say one should not drink that amount of wine when you're drinking it, because you get yourself to a sausage. So when you're making kiddush, it's not the end of the world because you've got the sudra afterwards and the bicha mazon will help you. It's part of the sudra. But when you're just having a bicha mazon and you're not having anything afterwards, if you have a morning dinner, you have 44 mil, you've got something to sop, what to do? Can't make a bracha when you've got something to pickle, what to do? You shouldn't have that, you should have a whole rubis. Yesterday we said if a person has other food as well, he has cake, let's say for example, so anyway, I'll make you up. And at the same time, it's got a sopik in the sheer wine, so you can add it together. That's what we said. Then we said, what else do we say? Then we finished off with the how much you should drink. You should drink Mole Lugmov, or Rabia's Pashas. If you can't drink it, then it looks like for the apostle, the best thing to do is someone else should drink it. One of the other people who are joining the Mazuman should drink the wine. It looks like when see, ideally is you make the very crack offering, the person who made the Mazuman, he has a small amount. Drinks a small amount. He has in mind to moitzi the listener, and the listener has in mind to moitzi boi pekof with him, and then the listener, another one listener, will drink the release of wine.
One listener or a few listeners?
No, so he said yes, actually, no, that here it doesn't work for two listeners. Okay. It has to be one person has to drink the whole release.
Say Aligef.
What?
To be able to say Aligef.
Yeah, maybe, I'm not sure that's the reason.
You don't need to, and by half a dozen
people, somebody's drunk.
No, so by kiddush you can join people, yeah?
Yeah, but don't say Aligef.
But that's wrong. Let's say you're being Aramiki anyway. I still don't get help.
You said if you're in a middle.
No, but I said even by Aramiki, I don't think you can drink. There has to be one person drinking the shit.
What about
now running off at Shabbos? Oh, well, hold on. Don't run away. Stay here. That's the first Shabbos. Very good. No, not the Shabbos. But anyway, by the way, if someone drank from a close that was a problem, it's done good. So the mice have done a little icky thing. Okay, a very interesting shit today, I must tell you, I'm enjoying a practice today. I would really enjoy a practice today, very, very interesting. Is I'm not going to race study tests if Adam. That is, Moshe is about not for Shabbos, yeah? In race study tests if Adam, it says, also lech or shum dover, a person can't eat or drink anything, I feel the yayin shamashkin chutz from my side water, mishtechshach, when it gets dark on Motor Shabbos, and that means there's an issa now to eat or drink before it gets dark.
Yeah, from when it gets dark.
What?
From when it gets dark.
when it gets dark, obviously maybe earlier actually, yeah, before it gets dark, you're not to eat or drink anything until you've made Havdalah. So that's the mission rule here.
Can I?
Afilu besovik hashik, even bein hashmosh moishi. Even bein hashmosh is the person may not eat or drink anything, because since bein hashmosh the sovik is night, it could be zachir Havdalah. And before you make Havdalah, like by Kiddush, you can't eat or drink before Kiddush. Who are then before Havdalah is a special issa not to eat or drink. And do it half an hour before doing a mitzvah. It's a separate prohibition over here, not to eat or drink.
Even though he said Atacharan
Torah. Well, first, we talk about where we have to.
He said Atacharan Torah B'mar, not Sashan.
I'll come to that, we'll come to that.
And
he has to pay a dollar cost. We'll come to that. The Baila, the Rechaba says, you're not allowed to eat or drink until Mishtechach Ad Shiyabdil, until you make Havdalah on the coast.
On the coast.
That's the Baila, what he's saying, yeah? Says the Mishmur, that would be from.
That means to start.
What?
That means to start eating or drinking. Everybody eating.
Oh, comes to that as well, yeah. Coming to all that, quite right. Says the Mishmur, even Bein Hashmoshes, you're not allowed to have eat or drink anything. So let's say Nacht is 10:30 at night. So let's say Bein Hashmoshes is 9:20. So from 9:30 to 10:30, says the Mishmur, one should not be eating or drinking anything because of the Sophic, it might be half dollar time. And you must eat or drink before you make Havdalah. Obviously, you can't make Havdalah because it's too early. It might still be Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah.
It was actually 10:53 last minute. This week's 10:44.
Sorry, much. Thank you. 10:44. Yeah, thank you very much. Mikol Makom says the Mishnah Berurah. Nearly, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says, it seems to me that in Achilas Sudashlishis, if someone realizes during Shkia time, that means 9:30, 9:45, the person realizes, well, I'm not sure Shabbos yet. What do I do? He's not eating beforehand. The vada itzor lechal afil achshkia. He should certainly still eat after shkia. Vafil shach. Yeah, because the mighty got a sofik mitzvah, and the whole thing being the sofik, it's a drabonon. So for vada mitzvah shalashudas, let me do the vada mitzvah shalashudas, and not to worry about the fact that being a shmosh is the sofik yom sofik mitzvah. So the mitzvah, not only that. But who I think is someone's very thirsty or very hungry, Bein HaShmosh, so let's say he's had Shoshu since it's long. At 9:45, he says, I could do a cup of Coke. It's not my mission, imperative to have a cup of Coke. But he's thirsty. Says the Mishnah Berurah, who I think? Nafilu Lisha Achilu, who toy lech leishtois, if he's hungry to eat or drink, Gamkein ein lahachme, that he machme, ad chatsi shor shekoyin tzitzchok, before half an hour, as you think, escape, you might nimshak, you might forget, the miser, therefore, half an hour before
Nacht.
So Moshe said it was what, Nacht 10:44?
Yes.
10:44, so half an hour before that time, you should not have any. And a possible maker who I did some sort of shoes from that time, one could still have, Mishnah Berurah says, half an hour before. Right, so far so good. Says the Bechava, very interesting case, your case, what happens if someone started his meal before Bein HaShmosh? So he started with me at 9:00. He's at the Sudha Shleimer, and he has his meal and carries right on. Is he allowed to eat and drink during Bein HaShmosh?
Why shouldn't he drink during Bein HaShmosh?
Now the question is, why did he get to Nacht Moshe? What time was it? 10:44?
Yeah.
He looks at his clock, it's 10:44. Oh, he says, now it's Nacht. Do I have to make Havdalah first, or should I carry on eating?
Can I eat?
Says, you're allowed to carry on eating. He was eating and drinking beforehand, and then it became dark, it became Nacht. He's not mechuyav to stop, he can carry on eating and drinking. That is what the Mechava says, yeah? He's not mechuyav to stop.
Why should he stop eating before?
Because you might focus on Havdalah, which maybe it's a chiyuv to make Havdalah. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, though, what into one thing he stops in the Ma'ariv. So the mice, he's in the middle of his shalashudas, he hasn't benched yet. He goes at the Ma'ariv. Now what does he do? It says the Mishnah Berurah here, that once he's made the Ma'ariv, where's this Mishnah Berurah? Dalit, he's got Dalit. In his Tekhasu Dispal, if someone stopped in the middle of the Ma'ariv, because I'm going to wrong, Esher Cholah Chayus Havdalah, but also Lechol Achiyav. Now we've got a problem. You can't carry it. It's Havdalah. So someone's in the Sarah Rockers, for example, carry, not Shabbos, perhaps Shabbos goes for next time, but he's in the middle of a meal, and then he decides to have a Maariv. Once he's done a Maariv after Nacht, he's not allowed to carry on eating until he makes a Tov. He's got a Tov course. He says, Baruch HaMavdil is a bit of a shadow what happens, passage, you have to carry on, yeah? But yeah, that's what will happen.
So before ending the Malacha, why should the woman say Baruch HaMavdil?
The woman can say Baruch HaMavdil, not wrong. The woman can say Baruch HaMavdil for a moment, that's very good, yeah.
So why does he say Baruch HaMavdil?
It's no more on Shabbat, yeah?
It's finished Shabbat, he's carrying on eating. He started his meal before Shabbat, and he before Motzei Shabbos, he's carrying on eating. So you're allowed to carry on eating without having any, you don't have to worry about anything, you don't have to stop having Torah. If you don't have Maariv,
yeah, but if you don't have money before, like, I don't think you have an issue with what I says.
Doesn't say what's it. Good question, I'm going to come to also. Now, when he benches this person, he will not say what's it, bench him. Because he's done a marriage, the stereo, he's not say what's it afterwards, yeah? So I think someone speaks to that quite clearly. But in Amir would say, the Akash of Baruch HaMavdil, even Baruch HaMavdil, so Baruch HaMavdil is a Shiloh, but here, as far as I know, once you've done a marriage, you will not say what's it. Right, so this person has eaten. He's in the middle of having his meal. He goes out to Daven Maariv. He comes back now, and he could not carry on eating. I've got to stop. Yeah, that's a lot. In Sif Dalet is a very interesting halacha. That's what we're talking about tonight. Sif Dalet is a halacha like this. Haya Oichel Bechoshcha. Sorry. Yeah. What happened? The person was eating his meal. And it comes now, it's, let's see, what time is Moishi, what time is now? 10:44.
10:44.
At 11 o'clock, he gets ready to bench. Right, gets ready for bench, he says, oh, right, what have we told him? I've only got one cup of wine. Should I use that for Birchas HaMazon, or should I use it for Havdol? Says the Machaber. Because I heard from Hashaycha, Shaman, you should eat it, so I'll have to go and stop. Go, Mr. Dossi, you finish off your meal at 11 o'clock. Mavor Birchas HaMazon on the coast, you hold the coast with Birchas HaMazon. The Achakach Mavdol, you've done a Maariv, then you've done a Havdola, and you've got a Kos. Listen to the next bit. But, if you've got two Koses, that means Rabbi says it's now 11 o'clock at night. You've just benched, you've got two cups of wine, one for Birchas HaMazon, one for Havdola. Says the Machabin, yes, Shloi, Shnei Koses, Vavora Birchas HaMazon al Echot, you made Birchas HaMazon one of them, Mr. Brewer says, and you drink it. You hear that, the voice side? You drink this. What's you hear? You should be jumping off the chair, Moshi.
We don't.
The Machaber says, you drink this cup of wine. Let me just see where it is. Praise our time. And work, Mr. Mosin. So, Mr. Ruru, Mutter Listo is my coast. You're allowed to drink this cup of wine. Ask you, Code of Abdullah. What's going on over here? This cup of wine is part of the meal. Just like the meal you can carry on eating until that time you want. This cup of wine is part of the meal. When Baal, because I'm Muslim, eats this wine, you're allowed to drink this wine even after the meal. And before Abdullah, before Maariv, no problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if I'm not going to have wrong, Chol there, this is only, Lamisha Nizah Tomid, Labar HaKos. So someone who always uses a kos for benching. And some abortions say this means even by a long time, when he makes by himself. And this person who always uses a kos for benching, he always benched on the kos, calls that, okay, Misha, this is a trumpet of the kos, Avla Misha Varach Lepon, below the kos. Someone doesn't sometimes allow a kos. He sometimes benches without a kos. If he's a servant of apostle, he says, really, who the aim is, I wasn't doing the kos. He relies on apostles saying, you do not need to have a cup of wine every time you bench. Also, like this day is after my kosher because I wasn't clean my daughter. You may not drink this wine. But what do? It looks like you're from the postim, you still bench with a cup of wine. You bench with this cup of wine, you hold it, and then you finish benching, you put the kos down. Now, if you could use that kos afterwards for Havdalah, let's say you're making Havdalah in the shul, and you can use that kos for Havdalah, that's the best, because you're using that thing for the mitzvah as well. What?
There's no Sherlock.
Sherlock. Sherlock is a long time, yeah. In that case, actually, the Machaba actually says that's why you have two choices. Machaba says that's why it's best to have two choices, because Eilers and Mitzchah Mitzchah Mitzchah. But in this case over here, where you can't help it, because I'm actually going to have a problem, because I'm also not a coach, it's not drinking, that overrides this problem of Eilers and Mitzchah Mitzchah
Mitzchah. Okay.
Better to use it. Yeah, so it's better to use it. So in this case over here, better to use it. Okay, let me just tell you what we said so far. That if a person's having a meal, he started his meal before on Shabbos, he's allowed to carry on till 2 in the morning. And Moshe said, that was 10:44, Moshe?
Yeah.
That was 10:44, you carry on to 2 in the morning. You can't eat, drinking, no problem. Yeah? The question is now, when you want to bench at 2 in the morning, so ideally, the Mechaba said you should use a kais, because the Mechaba said you should use a kais. So if you've got two kaises, the best is to bake, the Mechaba says, you make Birch HaBozma on a kais, you drink the kais, and the second kais you use for Havdalah. And the reason we're explaining why you're allowed to do that is because that kais is part of the meal. It's a chilik of the meal, really. And therefore, you're allowed to use it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, though, this only applies to a person who regularly drinks a cup of wine with Birch HaBozma. And I say, the apostles say that means not only for the Zun of the three, but even an individual, a single person. Even when he's benched by himself.
If it's part of the meal, why do I have to drink a revius? If you drank the wine, now you said you've got to drink a revius, you have to make a wine.
Because it's a kosher brach. Hazal always was sacking on a kosher brach.
You can have a regular brach, why don't you have to
The whole problem, the morning lugmog is fine, really. That's the shit.
You said it's not the sarif what you drank in the meal?
No, bench.
You said it's part of the meal?
Yes, part of the meal by your alcoholics. You're allowed to have it after that because it's part of the act. But we spoke about this yesterday, it's a very interesting point actually here. It's a very strange occurrence. A person has a cup of wine in his hands, he's made a broken drunk off in the middle of the meal.
That's right.
He has a broken drunk off and carries four wine. He holds a cup of wine in his hand, he knows he has some more wine. He benches, that broken drunk off is carried. Finished, can't use it anymore. Because Birchas HaMozn cuts off the broken drunk off.
You still drink it
because it's considered as part of the meal in that way. Remarkable. So it's not relevant. I just asked someone, there's a lot of Bati Midrashim, they have Shalashim, Mr. Moshe, let's say, and they're Mavorich ala Kosher Yai, but they don't drink it. The terrace is because many of these people during the week are not drinking on a Kosher Yai. But you'd have a person, someone told me his father is Makbid always to have a Kosher Yai, even by a Yochit, even by himself, when he eats by himself, he always benches on a Kosher Yai. If that's the case, this person can actually have that cup of wine after his meal on Rosh Hashanah. Before Abdullah, before Mari, he's allowed to have it. Because for him, it's mum's part of the Suda. The Mishnah Berurah just finishes off, Mishnah Berurah says, what I've just told you now is all true. That means if you finish your meal after Nacht and you bench on a coast, you could not drink that coast of wine. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you finish in the middle of Shkia time, what time is Shkia, Moshi? 9:10?
9:38.
If you're doing 9:38, I said before, now, I say 9:38 for half past 10. If a person finished his meal then, it's not yet Nacht, says the Mishnah, then you could drink the kris. If you're finishing your meal in Shkia time, so stopping what it is, and it's Zichah, says the Mishnah, Zichah mitzvah to use the kris, that becomes part of the meal for Shkia time, and you're allowed to have it. So if someone has Shalosh Shudras and he finishes the Shalosh Shudras, let's say 7:15 at night time this week, Moshe, you can make Boi Brag off in a cup of wine and drink it. That before. If it's after Nacht, then you have to leave it. And what you should do is ideally use Vavdalah. If it's before Nacht, it's between the Shia time, then it's worse than the Chiddush, you're allowed to drink it. So Mishnah Berurah over here. Because of Chai Odom, Zer Dafkin Ruka Vavadah Hashecha. This whole thing, they can't drink it, it's only with Vavadah at night. Now, an emu sopik hasheicha, if it's a sopik whether it's night, then it's shoshes, nearer the yoch on Nisha because of Bechazam Bosom, you're allowed to drink from this cup of wine at Nisha in the Nisha Tomil of Halakos. Even someone who's not always careful to drink the Halakos. So again, after Nacht, Rabbi Isai, you can only drink the coast of wine from your meal, which you made with the Bosom, if you always have this kind of wine when you bake, you always bench on a cup of wine. If it, you don't, but it's now playing a schmoshes, you're almost a bad man. I'm doing myself stop. Okay.